This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. The April USDA Cattle on Feed report shows lower inventory year over year, but also includes some signs of attempts at increasing inventory. We will hear more from livestock analyst Anthony Fisher next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose, too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
The April USDA Cattle on Feed report shows lower inventory year over year, but also includes some signs of attempts at increasing inventory, says livestock analyst Anthony Fisher.
The number of cattle on feed in feedlots on April 1st was 11.64 million head. This was about 2% below a year ago. The report showed an increase in placements, which was within the range that industry analysts were expecting. The number of cattle placed in feedlots was about 1.84 million head, which was about 5% above 2024.
Marketings of fed cattle increased 1% compared to last year at this time, says Fisher.
It's worth noting that April also gives us a breakout of cattle on feed for heifers and steers. On April 1st, there were 4.38 million head of heifers and heifer calves on feed, which was about 4% below a year ago.
He provides more details from this month's report.
We look at the marketing numbers, specifically the number of cattle on feed over 150 days. This is a marker that illustrates how fast cattle are being marketed, and this number continues to grow. It's well above a year ago in absolute terms, as well as a percent of the number of cattle on feed. This is also reflected in heavier dressed weights of slaughtered cattle. Feedlots, they continue to sell fed cattle at record high prices. This underscores their willingness to pay higher prices for feeder animals. The price of feeder steers weighing between 750 and 800 pounds sold at Oklahoma stockyards. This is a number that we track. It averaged about $283 per hundredweight in March. This was up 12% from a year ago. It was a record high price for the series, and it's steadily risen for the last 6 to 9 months.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.